Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Jacob Cooper back with us, speaker on grief, wisdom, consciousness. Jacob offers meditation, mindfulness seminars to help others find purpose, overcoming fears of life after death as well. He's a clinical social worker, Reiki master, and certified hypnotherapist specializing in past life regressions. He was last on with us back in November of 2021, and his latest book is called The Wisdom of Jacob's Ladder. Jacob, welcome back.
George, great to be on your program again. Thank you so much for having me back.
My pleasure. We had a great response when you were on a year plus ago, and I'm glad you're back. How have things been?
Well, you know, things one day at a time. You know, that's the way I take it. But everything's going great, you know. Hope all is well by you.
Tell us about The Wisdom of Jacob's Ladder. It's a great title.
Well, thank you. Well, the title came obviously with my name of Jacob, but I had my near-death experience in a ladder on a slide. And so kind of like I believe your name speaks to your potential. So you think of Jacob, biblical Jacob, you know, when he ran away from his brother Esau in the Bible and he had a dream of angels going up and down the ladder. And it's just very symbolic of my near-death experience. But really, you know, this book teaches a lot of the lessons that I learned from my near-death experience, but it also grounds it, you know, within my work as a, you know, licensed clinical social worker, mental health practitioner, you know. And so we, you know, in this book, I really roll up my sleeves and go to areas that I found that a lot of people are, you know, looking for, seeking answers in their lives and not afraid to go into those dark areas to find the light.
Jacob, how old were you when you had this near-death experience?
I was chronologically just 3 years old.
Oh, my gosh, just a little guy.
September of 1993. And it's remarkable because, you know, I think when you're into this stuff, we always say we're an infinite spiritual being having these human experiences. But sometimes we get stuck in identity of our chronological ages or, you know, who we are. And I think in a way there's a you beyond the you, if that makes sense. And there's an eternal soul experiencing yourself in this, you know, time as a personality. But yeah, it was quite fascinating.
How did you pull out of it?
Every day I'm still learning. Each and every day, you know, I think if you ask near-death experience researchers, how long does it take to process your experience. They'll tell you 2 to 3 decades, but I think it's a lifetime where you could be able to process it. So it doesn't mean that it changed what exactly happened, but you're able to look at it, you know, through a different set of lens, and more importantly, find more meaning. And you know, Life After Breath was my first book, which I view as my karma. You know, that was my story of my near-death experience. But The Wisdom of Jacob's Ladder is more of my dharma, which is the meaning and the purpose behind what happened to me. And so it's kind of congruent with my work as a therapist with my clients, where what happened to you is not your fault necessarily, but what you come out of it becomes the work at hand. And so that's been my work ever since the experience, to make sense of it, to find meaning from it, and to ground it in this experience. And I hope I could do justice by readers who pick up my book.
The biblical version of Jacob's Ladder, of course, had to do with a ladder to heaven.
Yes.
So, did that happen to you?
Well, I was on a ladder onto a slide, so I didn't exactly see a ladder to a heaven, but I was in a playground and I had a ladder onto a slide. But similar to Jacob, it came with a lot of distress. You know, he was fleeing his brother Esau for his life, and he, you know, was, you know, fearing death. And that happened to me, you know, in a sense, when I had my near-death experience, that I was suffocated as a result of pertussis and whooping cough, you know, and I thought this was it, you know, and there was endless suffering, you know, and then I surrendered and let go of this pain, and I was able to remember that all things come back to home, and, you know, pain is temporary, but the love on the other side and our connection to it is eternal. But I was able to see a lot of angels as well as spirit guides, much like Jacob from the Bible. So that's the similarities, I guess. So there is a lot in a name. I don't think it's frivolous or random.
And at 3 years old, Jacob, you actually remember this?
Absolutely. People ask me how to remember, and in my mind, I say, how could you forget? You know, Georgia, as a therapist, the reason why I think I'm able to remember this is the gift of trauma. And if you're familiar with trauma, you know, that could be a life-altering event, you know, where either you could disassociate from it or just kind of push it away, or it could be so hardwired in your memory that you can't forget it. And something like a near-death experience, which was incredibly traumatic, was gave reason and explanation for why I remember it. I often ask people, and I was in sixth grade at the time, but I'll say, let's say September 11th, what were you doing? And people will mostly remember, but then I'll say, what were you doing 9/16, 9/17? They'll have no clue. So when something so pressing and life-altering occurs to us, you know, I do believe we're able to recall. But it's a segue to some of the other conversations that we'll have with, you know, past life memories and how people are, at least for myself, I'm able to remember something from 30 years ago as a young infant, but people remember, my clients are able to remember things from hundreds and thousands of years ago. So there's a subconscious memory in life, and the idea is to make that conscious, to make that aware.
Do you remember, Jacob, them sending you back, or did you do that on your own?
It's a good question, George. You know, with near-death experiences, there's two routes. Either you're told, okay, you're meant to go back, or you're given, you know, autonomy, you're given a choice. And obviously you didn't choose to stay, otherwise I wouldn't be having this conversation, or maybe I'll be coming through a medium during Coast to Coast.
Exactly.
But I chose to stay, and the reason is I was posed that question, and I, out of curiosity, said, well, you know, if I do stay, what will come of this life? And I was given a life review of not only this lifetime, which is, you know, familiar with life reviews, you're able to see images of your lifetime through your lens, but also the other people's lens. But I was also able to see life reels through a couple previous lifetimes, you know, which I talk about in Life After Breath. But I saw that I would be helping a lot of people and speaking about this. And I said the other side is always there, but that window to bring the hereafter into this here now is even more beautiful than heaven itself. And I couldn't deny that opportunity.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Jacob, what does the afterlife mean to you at this point?
The afterlife, I would say, is not something far away. It's in the doorways of our inner being. It's the core of who we are. It's the innermost part of us that's connected to it. And so I think with a lot of people, in our world, we're used to traveling millions of miles away and grinding it out to get to something good or to find something. But, you know, the afterlife to me is in the backyard of your inner being, and you're always connected to it. But it connects you, your loved ones on the other side, your guides, and, you know, it connects you to higher awareness. And so in my near-death experience, I experienced the brain as a filter between the two worlds, you know, and I say that because my brain, once it was deprived of oxygen due to suffocation, shut down, and that's when I had this connection with the afterlife. And so I think the brain is a great ally between the afterlife and this life, and when you're able to really open up your brain, you could have a clear filter between the two worlds, and that. But to me, it's a heightened awareness, in a sense, the afterlife that you could connect to.
Do you think everybody should have some experience with the afterlife somehow?
I think we all do. I think we've all been born. We've all crossed over. It's all in us. It begs the question, though, as to why maybe 5 to 10% of the population have near-death experiences. Why not everyone? I still don't understand, but I think particularly young children have a lot more clarity of the other side because they're not as conditioned or programmed in this human experience. But certainly it could help. Now, what I'll say is if we were meant to be there, we would. So I think we're meant to be here as human beings, but it doesn't hurt to try to open ourselves to connect to it, because it could be a great GPS and guiding force in our life. But I think a lot of people aren't used to that. They're used to other people telling them truths or needing to look outside themselves for it through, you know, religious programming that we've been raised in. And so, you know, connecting to this is a very empowering move, where instead of looking and facing outside yourself, you turn within and you could connect to droplets of the afterlife, and, you know, which I think is just guiding forces within your life, you know, to propel you to greater heights.
Does it make everybody who has been in the afterlife with a near-death experience, when they come back, even though you were three, but does it make you a better person?
That would be the hope, right? You'd have to ask my family that, because I think Ram Dass would say, if you think you're good, you just have to ask your family, and they'll tell you the full story. But I try to walk the talk. What I'll say is, you know, everything that I do in my life, you know, is driven by that near-death experience. And why I say that is, I was lifeless. I had nothing going on when I was suffocated, and then in moments later, I was given back this breath of eternity, hence the title Life After Breath. And so my duty and job in this lifetime is really to give back all that I was given. And I think there's two different types of people, really, and sometimes we vacillate between the two, but there are givers and takers. And at least for me, the closest realization of God or higher consciousness would be to give and to, you know, bring forward, you know, beauty to others and the world around you.
Since you've been doing this, you become a hypnotherapist as well. Do you do past lives?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because a lot of people who come to me think that past life regression is a past life reading, which, you know, different psychics or mediums could do. But I, you know, past life regression is a form of hypnotherapy, and you guide clients, you know, to, you know, different incarnations through hypnosis, you know, and working with the subconscious mind. So it's really the client that is able to access their own lifetimes, previous lifetimes. I'm just a guide, but I was very driven to get into past life regression for several reasons, but, you know, one of them was in a way, again, to give back, you know, some of what I saw in my near-death experience and to allow people to do these regressions. And when you do past life regression successfully, you could find that same exhalation that we've lived many lives, we've died many deaths, and we, you know, continue on. So that's, you know, something that many people have, and it helps with grief, you know, and their people's ability to see themselves more than just a body.
Absolutely. Give us a little synopsis of the wisdom of Jacob's Ladder, Jacob.
Yes, the wisdom of Jacob's Ladder is a very deep book, you know, filled with tools for people to access this consciousness that I experienced in my near-death experience that they can incorporate in their everyday lives. So it touches on areas of mental health. It touches on areas of past lives. It even touches areas with grief. So I use belief, you know, within the afterlife as a tool for grief, but also address it on a level as a psychotherapist too. So it addresses both the human part, you know, and the spirit part. It doesn't bypass or ignore one or the other. But it's a way of bringing the hereafter for the here now so that we don't have to wait until we die to get to heaven, but rather we can incorporate some of this stuff within our inner GPS of our everyday lives to live a more enriched life and to have a deeper gear that we live by.
How many people have a near-death experience and don't want to come back?
it's hard to know because I think, like I said, you know, you're either posed two questions, but it'd be interesting to see people who've had near-death experiences and decided to come back. And I think obviously you would decided to not come back, and obviously you would need, you know, an evidential medium to maybe pick up on that loved one. But I would say it's probably more so that you're told that it's not your time than you're given autonomy, if you ask me from what I've researched. But I have no data to back that up. But, you know, it's interesting as to why some people are told, you know, you don't need to come back. You're given a choice, and some people, you know, are given are told they need to come back. I don't know why. You know, I could have some clues, but I don't know factually why.
At yours, 3 years old, did they send you back, or did you come back on your own?
No, I decided to come back on my own.
At 3 years old, that's pretty.
Talk about decisions, right?
Really?
But you know,
life altering.
Yeah, I mean, I never saw myself as my chronological age. You know, especially in that near-death experience, people said, "Oh my God, you were so young." I believe two things could be true at the same time. Or yes, technically I was 3 years old, but also I experienced this through the depths of my inner being, which was an eternal, timeless soul. And so that's kind of like vacillated between the two. But ultimately, once I really crossed over is when I really connected to myself beyond my personality as 3 year old, you know, Jake and stuff like that. It's an interesting phenomenon.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.